This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So I'll tell you what, you could look at almost any slice of the Sino-American relationship right now, be it diplomatic, geopolitical, economic, technological, and things have been frosty. It's not like that's new, right? We have talked about the Trump administration's tariffs and trade war, but it is why President Biden's first face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today at the G20 was such a big deal. And yes, sure, fine, okay, the geopolitical strategic hot-button issues got pride of place today, but we are talking about the two biggest economies on the planet, oh, by the way. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Xi Jinping has just consolidated power and is beginning to address some of China's persistent economic problems. A zero-COVID policy that's repeatedly shut down major cities and industries, an overheated property market that's rapidly deflating. All that has led to a sharp slowdown in China's economic growth, which until recently has been the wonder of the world.
2022 has been effectively 0 to 2% GDP growth.
Daniel Rosen at economic research firm The Rhodium Group says growth over the next 2 years is likely to be under 3%.
Not bad for a nearly $20 trillion economy, but not anywhere close to the promises that Beijing has made.
Chinese consumers are frustrated and pessimistic about the future, says University of Chicago political scientist Dali Yang.
The way that I would describe it is exhaustion. After 3 years of zero COVID, because of the uncertainties, how those policies have hurt businesses.
For the rest of the world, a persistently sluggish Chinese economy means less opportunity for trade. That's both for developing economies that provide China with raw materials and advanced economies like Germany and the U.S. that provide goods like cars and machinery. U.S.-China trade is already severely hampered by President Trump's punitive tariffs and President Biden's new restrictions on high-tech exports, says Chad Bown at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
China is still buying some stuff from the United States, a fair amount of agricultural products, but it has never resumed its purchases of manufactured goods. And a lot of the energy products, coal and LNG and oil, petroleum products, those have basically disappeared.
Xi and Biden's meeting today might be a harbinger of more cooperation between the two superpowers on common ground issues like climate change. And it may signal that this still massive trade relationship isn't about to break down even more. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.